Good morning. Time now to go inside Ag Country. And I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us from Ag Country is Katie Tangen. She is the Market Education Specialist. Hello, Katie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Shauna?
Doing well. Trying to stay warm, that's for sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, it is the end of the insurance period for corn and soybeans. Katie, what do we need to know for some of those guys that maybe haven't gotten their crops off yet?
You know, it is the end of the insurance period. That doesn't mean that if you haven't been able to get the corn or soybeans out yet, that you're totally out of luck. What it does mean, however, is that you have to start talking with the insurance company about how they're going to handle things going forward. And there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts when you get to this point. But I think the important part is if now on December 10th, you are still have crop that is out in the field, you need to talk to your crop insurance agent. You need to notify them, let them know, and they will go in and open a claim. And from that point, you're going to start talking with your insurance company. So that's where we start to get into, you know, really individual situations. But in a lot of cases, they may grant an extension. If it's just simply been too wet to get into that field, they may want to come out and appraise it and just say, you know, we know it's been wet, but maybe a lot of different reasons. Maybe you're just letting it stand because you don't want to dry it down. So you're hoping it'll dry down out in the field. In that case, they may come out and appraise it, and that'll be your production number. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to have to happen depending on why that crop is being left out there right now.
Absolutely. Lots to think about and lots to know before the season is over.
It is, and it is a lot of things all at once, but I think the important part is you need to have that conversation. It very well may be that you're okay getting an extension and that they'll continue to, you know, call you and just check on you and see how harvest is going or if you've been able to do anything. But when you're making a decision to harvest or not, that's where we're going to have to start looking at things like how much yield do you expect to lose if we wait, say, to March to harvest compared to what we have today. For corn, that could be anywhere from, you know, 20% to 40%. It really just depends on snow and a lot of things that we don't know yet. We don't know what the weather in January and February is going to be like. You know, the other things we have to look at is how much does it cost you to dry it? Are you bringing it into town to dry it? Are you drying it at the farm? And how much does it weigh? That's something that we're running into a lot this year. If you have, you know, 54-pound corn or 53-pound corn, that decision might look different than it does for somebody that's running 49, 50-pound corn.
Still a fair amount of corn out there to be harvested, isn't there?
There is a lot of corn. Yesterday we had crop progress numbers come out. They did go ahead and say this is the last report that they're going to have for this year. So we won't necessarily have a national report out until next spring. But North Dakota, not even yet quite half done. So there's a lot of corn still out there to be taken care of. Minnesota's behind as well, but a lot of that is located in the northern quarter. You know, and some in South Dakota as well. Really, the problem area is right over a lot of our trade territory.
Anything else we should know at all here today, Katie?
You know, I think I know it's been stressful for a lot of people, but just because we're at the end of insurance and that sounds kind of scary, just remember you still may have coverage, but you have to talk to your agent.
Okay. Katie Tangen, the Market Education Specialist at Ag Country. Thanks so much for your time here today.
Thank you, Shauna.
Eric will be right back with more Inside Ag.